Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practice in pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, you have a health challenge you need help with, you have questions or comments about the longevity products or the longevity business, we're here for you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll talk to Marcus Ferris at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about PTSD. Marcus Ferris is a holistic health coach, an author, and he is also the post-traumatic growth director of Mission 22, a nonprofit that provides support to veterans and their families. We're going to talk about the healing journey, nurturing emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual well-being with Marcus Ferris at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to your calls in our second segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Even better, if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, start a home-based business, and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field and help change lives, literally change lives, with the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 for more information. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Start a home-based business today. You can also order products off the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Likewise, you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, our number 844-236-6010. We're going to talk about post-traumatic stress with Marcus Ferris at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. So, we have been talking about my favorite subject in health, as you guys know, which is intestinal health and its overall impact on bodily health and well-being. I don't think there's any health challenge it does not have. In fact, I would go so far as to say there is no health challenge. Every single health challenge that we can name has some level of relationship to inflammatory conditions in the small intestine. When we talk about intestinal health, we're really talking about the small intestine. If you look at a X-ray vision schematic of the body, the inside of the body, the large intestine kind of wraps around the small intestine, which is right in the center of the body, right where your belly button is, pretty much. And in this way, this whole concept of the primacy of inflammatory conditions in the small intestine when it comes to chronic degenerative disease simplifies the mystery of good health and the mystery of the development of disease. I talked to a gal today who had a retinopathy condition, and I told her, retinopathy is a degenerative condition of the retina, and guess what? It involves the small intestine. You say, well, it's my eyes. What's that got to do with my small intestine? Because via the bloodstream, which is intimately linked to the small intestine, once you get toxicity getting into the circulatory system, everything's possible. Even problems with the brain, even problems with the eyes, which don't seem like they're be directly connected. Focusing on the small intestine simplifies everything. And when I say simplifies, by the way, I hope no one marginalizes or dismisses this idea as being simplistic. It's simplified, but it's not simplistic. Yes, it's simple, but it's not simplistic. It's powerful. Something as basic as just fasting or mere calorie restriction, eating less food, intermittent fasting, fasting for a day or two at a time, can be one of the most important health and longevity strategies anyone can employ, and it's so easy to do. Well, I should say it's so simple to do. It's not necessarily easy, but it's so simple to do. I just read a book this week called, and I got a kick out of this book. It's called MMM Theory. Let me see if I can grab this real quick. I don't know where I put it, but it's called MMM Theory. I wanted to have it handy, but I don't, as it turns out. Anyway, it's called MMM Theory, right? So it's got this fancy abbreviation, MMM Theory, subtitle, A New Paradigm in Medicine. So I got a kick out of this. What's this MMM Theory? What is this supposedly new paradigm? Well, MMM is an abbreviation for Microbial Mucosal Milieu. Microbial, the bacteria, mucosal, milieu, the mucosa in the intestine, the layer of mucus in the intestine. This is just a branded way of saying dysbiosis. This is no new paradigm. This is just plain old dysbiosis, messed up gut bacteria, SIBO, the first point in the triangle of disease that I've been talking about since the 1980s. For 40 years, I've been talking about this. This is not a new paradigm, MMM theory, he calls it this way. I mean, I'm happy that now it's getting some attention. But this is not new. Anybody who understands anything about biology and biochemistry and how the body's put together and pathology and disease and how the body breaks down knows and understands that the microbiome, the bacteria in the intestine, are the key to everything. The microbiome in the intestine are the key to health. And well, in fact, bacteria rule the world. Not just the body, they rule the world, literally the world. Reading from the book Biocivilizations, A New Look at the Science of Life, quote, the planetary bacterial superorganism, the bacteriosphere, has been running the earth for billions of years with a kind of intelligence that may forever remain beyond human capacities. The book goes on to call bacteria the basic unit of life. So why should it be a surprise that they're also the basic unit of the human body? The bacteria in the intestine are the basic unit of the human body. They produce the proteins. They're a source of genetic material. They make vitamins. They process our food. They detoxify. They support our immune system. They communicate to the cells of our body. They are so fundamental, it's impossible to underestimate. Yet we are obsessed in our culture with all these fancy schmancy vaccinations and genetic modifications and pharmacology and surgeries and got more devices and drugs and medical interventions than any other culture in the history of man. And we're simultaneously the sickest, and we have these simple little entities in the intestine that rule everything and the world itself. Anyway, back to the story of this nutrient choline that we have been talking about, which, by the way, plays a very important role in the health of the microbiome. We've been talking about choline for the last couple of weeks. Choline is a conditionally essential nutrient that was classified as a vitamin about 25 years ago, 1998, 1997. It's the newest of the vitamins. You don't really hear a lot about choline, which is unfortunate because it is a really, really important nutrient. It plays a critical role in the health of the electrical systems in the body, particularly the nervous system and the brain. It's important for the production of acetylcholine, one of the most fundamental of the brain chemicals. It's important for cell membrane health. Insufficient choline in the diet is linked to dementias, muscle dysfunction, female reproductive diseases, as well as PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. We'll talk about this when we come back from a break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We shall return right after this break.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We are going to talk to Marcus Ferris at the bottom of the hour. Marcus is the post-traumatic growth director of Mission 22, a nonprofit that provides support for veterans and their families. We're going to talk about post-traumatic stress syndrome using nurturing emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual strategies. Marcus Ferris, bottom of the hour, your calls this segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. So we're talking about this really fabulous vitamin, choline, this recently designated vitamin, about 25 years old. Choline is important for health of the cell membranes, the myelin sheath in the nervous system and in the brain, the production of acetylcholine, which is a critical neurotransmitter for the part of the part of the nervous system that controls digestion and controls relaxation as well as intellectual functions. So choline plays a very important role in digestive health, brain health. It's important for reproductive health. It plays a role in skin health. I mean, pretty much every single part of the body benefits from choline supplementation. And it's not one of those supplements that you hear a lot about. Personally, I take 3 grams of choline every day. Choline is also, as I say, important for digestive health. The prefix CHO, C-H-O, refers to the liver. Whenever you hear CHO, like cholesterol or choline, you're talking about the liver. Actually, specifically, you're talking about bile, CHO. CHO refers to bile, and we'll be talking about choline for liver function. Deficiencies in choline have been associated with fatty liver disease, which is an epidemic, and it's also an important nutrient for the intestine and the microbiome and genetics, and it is in this third role for choline. I'm going to spend some time talking about what choline does as far as something called methylation. Now, we have talked about methylation before on the Bright Side, but methylation is starting to get a lot of press. Pretty much everybody who knows a little bit about alternative health has heard about MTHFR, MTHFR deficiency. This has to do with the process of methylation, and people are looking for methylated vitamins like methylated folic acid or methylfolate and methylated vitamin B12 or methylcobalamin. And methylation is kind of a thing now. It's sort of almost like a fad. And guess what? Choline plays a very important role in this process of methylation. But what is methylation? We hear about it, but what the heck is it? So in order to understand methylation, you got to understand a little bit about chemistry. Whenever I'm trying to explain chemistry to non-chemists, chemistry has this kind of intimidating cachet about it. People get freaked out about chemistry. It's nothing really scary about chemistry. Chemistry is just about shapes. And chemical reactions are nothing more than shape shifting. And the best way to really get a mental grasp, a visual grasp of what chemistry is to think about Tinker Toys. And what I mean by that is the attachment of various chemicals. Tinker Toys are, I suppose I should probably talk about Tinker Toys because kind of old school for the young folks listening, man, I know what Tinker Toys are. Us older folks know about Tinker Toys. Tinker Toys are basically a kid's construction set where you build various structures from various building blocks. You got wheels and sticks and pulleys and dowels, and you put them all together and you construct various forms. And that's what chemistry is. It's basically Tinker Toy constructions. You can't really talk about methylation without understanding this nature, this tinker toy construction nature of chemicals. Biochemistry is just Tinker Toys, just shapes and things getting stuck onto other things and forming different shapes. These things, instead of being wheels and sticks and pulleys, they're atoms and molecules. And one of those molecules that gets stuck onto chemicals is called a methyl. Without getting into too much detail, just think of a methyl. Think of a methyl like a wheel. And this wheel gets stuck onto a Tinker Toy shape, and that's called methylation. When a wheel gets stuck onto a Tinker Toy shape, if that wheel is a methyl, that process is called methylation. And when a methyl or a wheel is stuck onto a chemical or a molecule, we say that molecule has been methylated. And this methylation process is a way that molecules are turned on. They're activated. So you got a chemical, a Tinker Toy wheel is stuck onto it. That Tinker Toy wheel is called a methyl. Boom, it's like a switch. It activates that chemical. Or, on the other hand, it deactivates that chemical. And methylation does both. Methylation,
this tinker toy attachment of a methyl group activates as well as deactivates various chemicals. Now, it's very, very important. In fact, it may be one of the most important arguably is the most important biochemical process in the body, the attachment of a methyl group to other molecules. Methylation plays a role in the building of brain chemicals like serotonin and dopamine and acetylcholine. These all involve methylation. Methylation is involved in detoxification of various hormones, including the all-important hormone estrogen, which we talk about all the time. Methylation deactivates estrogen, detoxifies estrogen. Methylation plays a role in the building of cell membranes. And methylation also plays a role in digestive health. It supports the function of the gallbladder. And perhaps the most important role for methylation is in genetics. And one of the most important places where choline exerts its effects is by epigenetically activating genes via this methylation process. Choline is critical for methylation. So this is probably, arguably, its most important role in the body. I don't want to say that. It's one of its most important roles in the body. Arguably the most, but we'll say it's one of its most important roles in the body. It's a methylating agent specifically activating epigenetically to turn on genes. Methylation is critical for genetics. And methylation issues are associated with genetic defects in the fetus. Mothers take choline these days. Supplements, prenatal supplements have choline in them, but it wouldn't hurt you to take extra choline. These prenatal vitamins, you know, they got some good doses. There's some extra RDA doses. It's not just plain RDAs in the prenatal vitamins, but it wouldn't hurt a pregnant mom to take extra choline. It's completely non-toxic, and it's important for helping the genetics develop inside a fetus. Choline is critical for prenatal physiological processes and genetics, for not just genetics, but also for membrane synthesis inside the fetus, for tissue expansion, the growth of tissues inside in a fetus, neurotransmission, brain development in a fetus, and for what is called methylation and the expression of genes in the fetus. Studies that are done in animals and humans have shown that supplementing with choline, supplementing the mom's diet with additional choline above and beyond a prenatal vitamin, improves pregnancy outcomes and protects against neural birth defects and as well as metabolic birth defects, these so-called inborn errors of metabolism. And most pregnant women, all pregnant women, would be smart to pay attention to their choline intake via food, such as eggs and grains and dairy. They're all wonderful sources of choline, meats, organ meats especially, fish, or just supplementing with choline. It's very easy, very inexpensive to supplement with a couple grams of choline every day. Dr. Wallach is famous for saying that there are no genetic diseases, and he gets a ton of heat for saying there's no genetic diseases. But Doc means something very interesting when he says there's no genetic diseases that really doesn't get talked about a lot. We'll discuss that as we continue talking about choline and genetic health and methylation on The Bright Side on our next Bright Side episode. We got Marcus Ferris coming up next. We're going to talk about post-traumatic stress syndrome. My pharmacist, Ben, will return right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden accused Republicans of attempting to use him to destroy his father's presidency during a podcast interview with musician Moby. Biden, who recently faced tax crime charges in California, claimed that Republicans are targeting him to cause a pain that would be challenging for his father, the president, to handle, ultimately harming the presidency. When asked about his limited public defense, Biden mentioned his desire to maintain a low profile to avoid giving Republicans additional ammunition against him or his father. Millions of individuals across the eastern United States are expecting to experience the impact of a significant storm this weekend. Meteorologists predict the storm will extend over 1,200 miles from the Gulf Coast to the Canadian border. Potential snow in the north and the formation of severe thunderstorms accompanied by heavy rain and strong winds throughout the eastern region are expected to intensify through Saturday night and reach full strength by Sunday. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air weekend evenings, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box that we can use, that you can use to review a program, review a subject, or share one with a friend or loved one. You'll also find all the longevity products up at brightsideben.com. And join Team Link that you can use if you want to start a home-based business, be part of the Longevity family. We're looking for business builders. We're always looking for business builders, people who want to help make a difference in the world using nutritional supplementation. And I'll tell you what, you can make a significant difference in the world. Most people still don't understand how important nutritional supplementation is. I know, you know, those of you guys listening to this program and myself, we hang around with folks who basically understand how important nutrition is. So sometimes it doesn't quite dawn on us that most people in the United States of America and around the world still, especially around the world, still don't understand how powerful and important and life-changing a nutritional supplement program can be. And Longevity nutritional supplements are not only high quality, but they make it really, really easy. There's various health packs. There are all the Longevity health coaches that can help people understand how to use supplements. There's this radio program, and I do one. I do a daily with Doc program once or twice a week with my friend Rebecca Kozak. We've got all kinds of support programs. And also, by the way, Longevity is not just about nutritional supplementation. It's also about business building, how to build a business. It's also about self-improvement and personal development, because self-improvement and personal development is a big, big part of network marketing. It has always been a big part of network marketing. And you know what? If you're not improving yourself every day, you're not going to get better at life. And I mean every day. I mean every hour of every day, maybe even every minute of every day. We want to be looking at how we can improve ourselves. A quality life does not just drop into your lap. A quality life requires work. A quality life requires engagement. A quality life requires participation. And that's what Longevity is all about. If that sounds intriguing to you, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information. You can call that number, 866-735-2470, if you just want to order Longevity products. If you just want to get your Longevity products at the wholesale price, that works too. 866-735-2470 is the number, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with burns and cuts and traumas and post-surgical scarring, or prevention of post-surgical scarring, even just plain old eczema or dry skin or aging skin. All our Truth Skin Health products are packed with nutrition, packed with vitamins, essential fatty acids, and, of course, plant-derived minerals. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, just 100% active and functional ingredients. They're all available at Truth Treatments with an S. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am super stoked to talk to our guest today, Marcus Ferris, company commander, former company commander, Army engineer officer with a history of working with the military industry as a platoon leader and project engineer. He is also a health coach, and we are going to talk today about post-traumatic stress. Marcus is an expert in helping folks deal with post-traumatic stress syndrome. He is the post-traumatic growth director of Mission 22, a nonprofit that provides support to veterans and their families when they need it most. Right now, he says, Marcus is going to talk about holistic care, mental health support, physical rehabilitation, and my favorite subject in the world, which is spiritual resilience. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Marcus Ferris. Hello, Marcus.
Hello, Ben. Marcus, thank you so much for having me on this evening.
Thank you so much for joining us, and most importantly, thank you so much for your work. Tell us a little bit about Mission 22 and what it does and how you got involved with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a nonprofit that started about 10 years ago, and a lot of it had to do with the founder Magnus Johnson's story of coming back home after his several service tours that he served downrange. He was a Green Beret for about he went on two Green Beret deployments and one infantry deployment before that. And when he came back, this was around 2012, he discovered in a very tragic way how pervasive the issue of veteran suicide was and how little recognition there was for it. And so some of the listeners may know or may not, our name came from a VA statistic around that time that described the number of veterans who were taking their own lives every day. And so that's rough, like somewhere between 18 and 22. And
wow.
Even that number, it's really hard to pin down because, and this is true for all suicides, not necessarily just veteran suicides, is that it's not always obvious what counts as one, right? So like if somebody drinks way too much on purpose and then gets in a car wreck, that sort of thing. Anyway, so his whole story of homecoming, he realized that he kind of had too much of a callus around his heart. So one of the analogies I use you know, imagine if you, if you're a weightlifter or do a lot of pull-ups, you get calluses around certain parts of your body where there's a bit of a trade-off between having sensitivity in that area and having thick skin. And so in the Army, you know, of course, we talk a lot about like, oh, like, man, that kid's really thin-skinned, or, you know, you gotta be able to, this is true for blue-collar work as well, right? Like, you gotta have some thick skin and be able to take stuff. But there's a corollary to that too, which is that the trade-off between sensitivity and thickness needs to be considered, and that you can't have a callus everywhere. Otherwise, you're going to lack empathy. And so for Magnus's story, he found like, man, I'm not the same person that I was when I joined the military. And so his road to recovery encompassed him really just looking at the full gamut of the problem, from all sorts of different angles, and trying to understand like what's the disconnect between veteran culture and the culture that we have. What did we learn from ancient peoples who kind of went through very similar things? I mean, you can imagine the type of bloodshed that militaries back in the day fought with their technologies, just brutal stuff. But realizing, well, wait, they made it through it and they were able to grow after trauma. Like, what are we missing here? And so his life's work since then has been to kind of transition from this Green Beret commando to being somebody who, like, was really just inquisitive in a bunch of different areas. And that's led us to kind of where we are today. And so about 3 years ago, I came on board the team, and he and I spent a pretty good amount of time going back and forth about just learning from his perspective, from the infantryman's Green Beret perspective of what war is like, and then my perspective of coming in from an officer standpoint and very engineer-minded. And after, oh gosh, what seems like countless hours of talking about these topics, we really started to discover like just how deep the issue goes and how many different sort of levers that you can pull to help somebody come out the other side. And so we did the best that we could to put together his 7-8-ish years of his kind of healing journey into a singular program where any veteran or spouse of a veteran can participate over a 6 to 12 month time frame. And all of the stuff that he learned is kind of condensed down into an approachable and systematic program where you get paired with a health coach, you get a community-based gym membership, you get some really intentional supplements, you get a lot of books that tell the story of a warrior's return home. And that's just scratching the surface of what's available there. And so we're really excited about what's next, and we've seen a lot of really awesome life transformations of the people who have gone through so far.
Now, as I listen to you speak, you know, you're talking about the military, but it seems like just regular folks, non-soldiers, non-military folks can somehow benefit from these ideas. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Magnus wrote an article that was published in Forbes a little while back titled Canary in the Coal Mine. And his whole idea was...
Say that again, titled what? I didn't catch that. Actually, Marcus, we got to take a commercial break. Hang on to that thought. I want you to complete it fully when we come back from our break. Marcus Ferris is with us. He's the post-traumatic growth director of Mission 22. More with Marcus on the Bright Side right after this commercial break.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Marcus Ferris, who is the Post-Traumatic Growth Director of Mission 22. Hey, Marcus, before we went to break, I was listening to you speak, and it kind of, I thought, you know, life is sort of a battle, too, and people just living their daily life are somewhat the soldiers of life. So it seems like a lot of what you talk about is appropriate just for daily living, and you were mentioning an article that somebody wrote, and I didn't catch the name of the article, if you don't mind continuing talking about that.
Sure. So I had mentioned the founder of Mission 22. He had posted an article about 2 years ago now called The Canary in the Coal Mine. The easiest way to access it is on LinkedIn. And basically the kind of idea that he forwards is that many of the veteran issues or challenges that we face are mirrored in the culture, but just maybe with a difference of degree, not a difference of kind. Mm-hmm. And so here's one way we might be able to think about that. You might be familiar with the hero's journey idea. And so the idea of that is the story arc that we see in so many movies and stories that we tend to gravitate toward. And there's been a lot of work on the part of Joseph Campbell and Carl Jung.
The hero's journey.
In the 20th century. That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And so what we try to teach our veterans is, like, hey, here's kind of where you onboarded with that story. Here's kind of how, like, the part that's really, like, the sort of dark night of the soul, if you will, is part of the deal. And here is sort of the boon and help of time of trouble. You know, you can think of the scene from Lord of the Rings where Frodo gets the light when he's getting attacked by the giant spider. It's like these are what you would call archetypal themes where it's common patterns that occur throughout human stories. And one of the big challenges that our culture faces is that we don't know what story we're a part of anymore. And it can be really helpful to know what part of the story that you're in so that your story doesn't become a tragedy. And if you don't want it to be, you can turn it into something else. And so that's kind of one way of looking at the heart of our challenge.
Talk about the parts of the story because they're really fascinating.
Sure. So the basic framework is that you start in the ordinary world. I already mentioned Lord of the Rings, so I'm just going to stick with that for now. So imagine the Shire, right? So that's the ordinary world. It's kind of that the hobbits are the sort of childlike people who have never really experienced the breadth of the real world, right? And so there's that famous scene where Sam is like, oh, Frodo, we haven't ever ventured this far away before. And so that's crossing into the threshold. Now you hit your trials of your trial period. And then you have the descent into the underworld. And so you could look at the Pinocchio story. You know, he finds himself in the belly of a whale. And that's a very strange place for a puppet to be, yet there he is, and that's just part of the story, and we accept it. And so for the veteran, that might be some component of military service. Regardless of he or she deployed or not, it could be the deployment. But the point is that over the course of serving in the military, the crossing into the place away from the ordinary world, well, that's like basic training. You're not, you know, we're not in Kansas anymore. You know, you get sort of broken down into who you thought you were. The first part of your life is kind of over, and now it needs to integrate with the kind of growing up process. And then the proverbial descent into the underworld is when you encounter, imagine Luke at Dagobah, where he sees Darth Vader and his own face is behind the mask. That's where you confront the reality that you're capable of something that could be very dangerous, or it could be harnessed for good. And this is the struggle that we have to come to terms with. Jonathan Shea, in some of his work, in Achilles in Vietnam and Odysseus in America, two great books I would recommend to your listeners who are interested, really articulates how in Homer's epic, these story patterns are so applicable today. And we just, in a materialistic world, we do the best that we can to divorce ourselves from that to our peril. And so retelling our stories, our individual, idiosyncratic ways of layering in the bigger story that humans have been a part of forever is one of the main things that we're trying to teach and sort of instill, like, hey, the end of the story after the dark night of the soul, after the descent into the underworld, is that you come back to the ordinary world, but now you have an elixir of life to share with everybody else. And so our hope is that as veterans are starting to heal and really come to terms with all of the stuff that they faced in their military service, now they have something incredibly valuable to add to the rest of their culture that they get to participate in too, and that mission is not over.
So you depart from your normal person, and then somehow you depart. And then you go through your trials, and then you come back a hero. Did I sum that up? Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah, and you can look at that from a bunch of different perspectives. Like even a trip to the gym, for example, could be its own miniature version of the hero's journey. It's sort of a fractal pattern.
And so tell us how that works in a fractal way for like a day or just a regular person.
Yeah, absolutely. So like imagine you have – so there's the refusal of the call, right? So there's the initial call to adventure. That's one of the themes of the hero's journey. And so it's like, it's early. I've got these kids who are – you know, I don't want to get up. And you have, like, an aversion to doing the hard thing. But then you go ahead and do it anyway. And then once you get to the gym, perhaps you have a coach there who's, like, the help in time of trouble, another theme of the hero's journey.
Yoda.
And you have your trial. Yeah, he's one of them for sure. The wise elder. Mission 22, in fact, was originally called Elder Heart. That's sort of the theme that we were playing on. So you have the help in time of trouble. And then once you kind of return back to the house, the ordinary world, well, now after having gone through that hard thing, you're made stronger because of it. And maybe now you have something to share to your family. Hey, this is the pattern of how you do hard things. Let me tell you how you can do that with everything else.
And you're healthy and strong and you have big muscles and you're a hero. You've accomplished something. Plus, you feel really good. That's one of the greatest things about the hero journeys. You feel good about yourself at the end. Do you think that people who are depressed or going through this post-traumatic stress syndrome, they're sort of stuck somewhere in this hero's journey in these three phases?
On this model, I think you hit the nail on the head. A lot of us can find that while the body is back home, the mind is still kind of in the belly of the beast, as it were, and just never quite returned.
That's so cool.
This whole idea of like flashbacks or whatever, like the brain and the limbic system don't understand, in combat anymore. Yet the memory is so charged with the emotional response to it, and we can understand why, right? Like you call it syndrome. That's probably an appropriate way to describe it as opposed to a disorder. But it's like, well, of course, you were in a combat zone or you were in some scenario where your body had to respond to a very real threat. But now that you're back in the ordinary world, your body's still responding to those threats that aren't there anymore. And those who don't have the same experience as you might not understand why you behave in the way that you do, but but the brain hasn't properly assimilated those memories, and the story hasn't been completed. So it becomes much more difficult for the veteran to be able to complete that. And then layer in on top of that all of the physiological challenges that we have in the 21st century in America right now.
Did you have any of these issues, post-traumatic stress? Did you go through this?
Not per se. I went through what you might consider as a moral injury. This is a bit of a nuance. So basically, a moral injury is a time when you face something about human behavior that you didn't have a context for, and it kind of breaks apart. Like, I didn't think humans could act this way. Again, referencing Jonathan Che, I believe he was the author who first coined that term. And I had to go through my own sort of dark night of the soul, where I was equipped with some basic, you know, structures of the church, and like, this is how God works, this is how people work. And then I was faced with a betrayal that I just didn't, like, I didn't have context for that in my soul. And it took me a good couple years, really, to kind of rebuild what I thought my faith was, what I thought my relationship with God was. That had to get updated. But on the other side, it then opened the door to all sorts of other things. And so I kind of was able to experience that myself. It wasn't so much in a combat scenario, but that's the pattern. And then between my experience there and then, again, Magnus's experience, which in many ways was extremely different from mine, but also patterned very similarly. Like, once you kind of figure out the pattern of this story arc and then how so many other tangible things can relate to it, then you start to teach it to others and allow them to go through it themselves.
So I wish we had more time, because this is totally fascinating. What do you mean by spiritual resilience?
I think spiritual resilience has a lot to do with being able to hold tension between two things. There's an author named Richard Rohr.
I know Richard Rohr.
Sure. Yeah. So one of his books, he's a great author. One of his books, he talks about the tension between the Ten Commandments and the Beatitudes, or the tension between the law and the prophets. In other words, here I thought I had rules, but then I experienced a time when those rules broke and really are an attachment to the bigger principle. Can I hold tension between that space? And then through that, can my faith build as opposed to decay? Here's one really easy way to look at it. Heroes and villains both start off the same way. They have pain in their lives. The hero decides, I'm going to take this pain and make sure no one else experiences it. The villain says, I'm going to take this pain and make sure as many people in my life experience it as I can.
That's awesome.
Right.
And so, Marcus, we're out of time. That's got to be the last word. But that was totally cool. Thank you so much for coming on The Bright Side. And thank you for doing your work. Do you mind hanging on the line, Marcus? Just for a sec, after
sure,
we get
thanks.
Off?
Really
thank you so much. Thank you, Marcus. Marcus Ferris, Post-Traumatic Growth Director, Mission 22. That was totally fascinating stuff. And that's it for now on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back at you tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. We'll continue talking about methylation and choline. And until then, have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome Saturday evening. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of foods. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301, or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.